Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another fantastic show. This is going to be jam-packed with information that is going to be, I promise you, life-saving, especially if you apply it. Why are so many people sailing at half-mast these days? And worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long they don't remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? Too many individuals suffer from a condition. It's a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, they don't know any other way to be. Not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. You know, there's this battle that's being waged at this moment to take away our freedom when it comes to natural health products. Our governments, through constant pressure from the multi-billion dollar drug companies, are actually trying to legislate what kinds of vitamins we can consume, even though natural health products have a sterling safety record, one that is even safer than foods, believe it or not. This can definitely not be said for the drugs that are being prescribed in record numbers every single year. Something is wrong when a regulatory agency pretends that vitamins are dangerous, yet ignores published statistics showing that conventional medicine may actually be the real hazard. There was a research paper called Death by Medicine that was funded by the Nutrition Institute of America. Now, this is a nonprofit organization that has sponsored independent research for the past 30 years. And after meticulously reviewing the medical system, the researchers presented compelling evidence that today's system frequently causes more harm than good. The estimated total number of deaths induced inadvertently by a physician or surgeon or by medical treatment or diagnostic procedures in the United States alone annually is close to 800,000. Now, this would indicate that the medical system is itself the leading cause of death and injury in the United States. By comparison, over 700,000 North Americans die of heart disease every single year, while another 600,000 or so die of cancer. There are well over 700,000 practicing physicians throughout the United States and Canada, and research shows that the pharmaceutical industry presently spends approximately $60,000, and this is marketing dollars, per physician per year. That's a lot of money targeted at getting a physician's attention. Maybe, just maybe, there's a bias towards natural therapies. Do you think? One of the great myths about natural medicines is that they are not scientific. The fact of the matter is that for most common illnesses, there is greater support in the medical literature for a natural approach than there is for drugs or even surgery. Today's guest is a child psychologist who also specializes in hematology and oncology. After working with terminally ill children and their families, she left the psychology profession due to the control of managed care versus patient care, and she became a financial advisor, then later a vice president of a leading Northeastern bank. After observing numerous atrocities involving large conglomerate falsities, she made it her mission to expose these lies through her books, media, and public appearances. Please welcome the author of the award-winning book, The Scorpion Sting. We have Dr. J.D. Masterson with us. Dr. Masterson, welcome to Transforming Health.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Now, the Scorpion Sting, this book that you wrote, it's under the guise of fiction. However, there's really a great deal of research and underlying truth that really lies within its pages. So let's start off by, I want to know, why was it so important for you to write this book, and really, what is its ultimate message?
Excellent question. To start, there was about 4 to 4.5 years of research specifically for this book. And what happened was about 5 or 6 years ago, I had heard about a new vaccine that had come out that was called the HPV vaccine.
Of course.
For human papillomavirus. And when I heard it, having worked inside of pharmaceutical companies, also having worked at the hospital with children with cancer, knowing how cancer treatment worked, knowing the trends in cancer treatment, when I heard they were going to start giving this vaccine to girls every 5 years, a set of 3 doses, my mind just went cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. This is the biggest money-making scam that's out there, and I literally set to work to find out whether or not there was any validity to this vaccine whatsoever. But at the same time, I wanted to create reading material that people could actually fall in love with the character and actually enjoy a wonderful story while getting educated. So what happened is, after getting the book out, getting these reviews, I am now focusing as much as possible, not against all vaccines, but the HPV vaccine in general. And we can talk statistics later.
You know what? Absolutely. And I want to really concentrate on this on the next segment within the show, because I want to lead up to all of this. There's a lot we have to talk about today.
Yes.
I want to talk about, because your background is also in oncology, and I lost both of my parents to cancer. I've done a great deal of research into cancer and cancer therapies. So I'd love to get your opinion on that a little later on in the show. But you expose a lot of nasty stuff regarding the, numerous atrocities that take place each year by these giant pharmaceutical corporations. So why do you think the public keeps putting up with these atrocities? Is it because they don't know about them? Are they not being published? Or are we just turning a blind eye?
It is a combination of all of that. One is, we need to understand, we as human beings are totally overwhelmed by everything that's going on in the world. And the more people can set us up for fear, fear of our finances, fear of the government, fear of cancer, fear of health, we are actually being pre-programmed to get so concerned and overwhelmed with everything, we can't function at all. So we are beaten down. And then what happens is, when you're being told that there's like 49 doses before 14 vaccines before the age of 6, how, as a parent, can you possibly do all the research for all of these vaccines?
But aren't the parents being scared into giving their children these vaccines? I mean, if you talk to the majority of parents out there, they trust blindly in their medical doctor. Their medical doctor is God. Whatever he or she says is exactly what they're going to do. And whoever else tries to oppose that is almost evil in a sense. And, why are we being misled so much? Is it all for money?
Misled is the second part. The first part, you were reading my mind, so I just have to finish the thought.
Okay.
The fact is that, of course, since I worked with kids with cancer, I thought it would be easier for me to go to parents and say, look, question your physician. Here are the statistics. I got so much anger and resentment from moms, because the minute that they hear, or dads, the minute that they hear, we can save your child from cervical cancer, what are you going to do? You're going to run out and do whatever you can do to save that child. And if their physician is giving their children the vaccine and telling them, I'm giving it to my kids, what are you going to do?
Absolutely. Or if the physician is taking the vaccine themselves. And I know we're not talking about, we are talking about the HPV vaccine mm-hmm. for the kids. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's just talk about something as a side note. What about the influenza vaccine? What about the flu vaccine? What's your take on that?
I'm going to be brutally honest. I am with James Shannon of the National Institute of Health, who says the only safe vaccine is the one that's never used. So I believe that very strongly. But talk about, you just, again, reading my mind, grabbed the list of the two below HPV that I argue about all the time. H1N1, influenza, actually swine flu from way back. Each one of those have components and so many problems with the research, so many problems with the information that, again, I feel as though they shouldn't be taken.
Well, and if you look at what the CDC has done, if mm-hmm. you look at, you know, all of that research that has been skewed on their website, classifying those that die from the flu, I mean, the great majority of those were people that died from pneumonia and bacterial pneumonia as well. So they're not really dying from the flu, are they?
No, they're not. And you bring up such an important point, because people do not understand that the scientific studies are completely skewed. And that's where we go back to your other question, which is the fact that people are being misled. If you find out how physicians are being trained, where the money is coming from for them to be educated, who the pharmaceutical representatives are who are going into the offices and encouraging the physicians to use the drugs that they're using, it all leads back to one thing, which is money.
Right, right. And that's what drives all of these corporations. But, you know, let's talk about the flu vaccine again, just for a second, because I had a very good friend who I actually lost this person as a friend because of my beliefs. And, you know, it's very sad when things like that happen. But she was pregnant last year, and she went to see her physician. And, you know, she was a follower of the show. She takes my supplements, you know, very alternative type of person. And then one day we were having dinner, and she was very reluctant to tell me something, but, you know, I could feel she was hiding something from me. And I said, you know, there's something you want to tell me. And she said, yeah, I got the flu vaccine today. And she was pregnant. She was about 6 months pregnant. And I said, why did you do that? Why didn't you at least come to me? I would have at least given you some information that you could have looked up yourself and then made an informed decision. And she said, well, my doctor, who's also pregnant, told me she just got the flu vaccine, and, you know, it was really the equivalent of harming my child if I chose not to get the vaccine.
And that's a devastating story. I unfortunately hear it all the time. I have had, you know, family members who have gone for the flu vaccine. The one in particular, ex-Navy, had said that all illness was in the mind. So for the longest time, he fought me on everything, and then he got a flu vaccine and got seriously, seriously ill. So that's one chance that I won. But the problem is that so many people are, again, totally controlled by the media, by the physicians, that you may not be able to change their mind. But you can't be afraid to be different. You have to stand up for your own health. You have to stand up for your children's health. And it does not matter if every person around you tells you it's something different, because you are being deceived. And you need to do the research, find out more, make an informed and educated decision, and then make a decision that you can live with. And unfortunately, what we're pushing for, Brad, is obviously not going to make friends of everybody.
Absolutely. And Dr. Masterson, I mean, that is the thing. It's one thing to do things that are going to help us in our future and be proactive, but our children are mm-hmm. 100% dependent on our choices. So we absolutely owe it to them to do as much research before we just dive in and, you know, just take a doctor's word as basically the law, because it isn't. You're listening to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King. We are talking to the one and only Dr. J.D. Masterson today. The book is The Scorpion Sting, and we will be right back with more of Transforming Health.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
If you're just joining us, we are talking about all sorts of extremely important things today, including the truth about the pharmaceutical industry and what you need to know before you vaccinate either you or your child. See, a few years back, I read a startling article on how corrupt the medical establishment and the drug companies that feed it can actually be. And this was actually an article that was published in Life Extension magazine, and it stated that every year, approximately 2.2 million United States hospital patients experience adverse drug reactions to doctor-prescribed medications. As few as 5%, no more than 20% of these acts are ever reported. Pharmaceutical company lobbyists urge lawmakers to deprive North Americans of the benefits of dietary supplements. Drug company front groups have launched slanderous media campaigns to discredit the value of healthy lifestyles. The FDA, Health Canada, they continue to interfere with those who offer natural products that compete with prescription drugs. The question is, when is this insanity going to stop? Isn't it time that we woke up and realized that we are the ones responsible for our own health? And unless we accept this fact, we're going to continue to be taken advantage of from a system that seems to care more about making money than actually helping people lead healthy lives. After observing numerous atrocities involving large conglomerate falsities, she made it her mission to expose these lies through her books, media, and public appearances. Please welcome back child psychologist and award-winning author of The Scorpion Sting, Dr. J.D. Masterson. Dr. Masterson, we were talking about vaccines right before, in the first segment of the show, right before we went to the break, and I really want to continue on with this because I want people to understand what's going on out there. Let me ask you this question. You're definitely against the HPV vaccine. First of all, why are you so against that vaccine? Because you see ads for it in every single magazine, some of the most popular magazines, and what they're also doing is they're targeting the kids that are already going to school. So why is this such a bad vaccine?
This vaccine in particular, I have done at least 4.5 to 5 years research on, and you don't have to take my word for it. If you read the literature that comes out of the FDA, JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the actual pharmaceutical companies themselves, they state there is no scientific validity that this can stop cervical cancer. So what's happening is they're actually admitting themselves that this cannot cure or take care of the HPV virus, and they admit they don't know how many doses should be given, so they're saying, well, let's do 3 every 5 years, starting with your girl at the age of 9. Now, a couple years ago, I heard rumor that this was such a great moneymaker, they'd convince us we have to start giving it to our boys, and sure enough, there's an ad campaign starting now that we should also vaccinate our boys.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And this is, I mean, it's so obvious. And there are physicians, thank goodness, who are getting on board, who completely agree with me. And we need to get everybody we can to band together to make sure that this one in particular is taken off for more investigation, if not completely.
So what do you say to the physicians out there that are guilting the parents into giving this vaccine or making sure that their teenagers get this vaccine? What do you have to say to those physicians?
I am saying they need to educate themselves just like the parents need to educate themselves. There is an organization that is non-profit, has no bias. It is called NVIC.org. And their entire mission is to educate the public on the truth behind all the vaccines. And once you see it, you decide what you need to do. Well, the physicians themselves, they need to get online and read this information so they actually know what's happening.
And why do you think they're not doing this? I mean, is this not in a very real sense by a physician who we are counting on? And I'm saying, you know, that's our problem as well, because we're not doing our own research and we're putting too much faith in that one profession. And you know, they're getting their information from where? The pharmaceutical companies.
Exactly. There's a couple things going on. One is, I don't know if you've met a physician lately, but they're totally overwhelmed. They have too many patients. They're running back and forth. They're controlled by a system. So they don't have enough time to do research on everything that comes out. Number two, the literature that they're getting is coming from scientific journals that are being written and paid for by who else? The pharmaceutical companies. And they're being educated with pamphlets that are really well written, because I've seen it done from the inside, that are convincing them, or giving them at least, all the tools, all the statements to make without the validity behind it.
So, Dr. Masterson, when we talk about the HPV vaccine, because that's a big one right now, and obviously you have a lot of passion towards educating people about this vaccine, you know, is there any information out there that my listeners can go to, or the general public can go to find out about adverse effects from that vaccine, or have any children died from that vaccine?
Actually, that's an excellent question. 90 girls have died so far from one brand of the vaccine. 21,000 adverse reactions that start from something simple like a flu all the way up to paralysis or emergency care. And again, the group NVIC.org has a wonderful section where you can look at each vaccine and the actual adverse effects, so that you can get the truth, because unfortunately, as you said earlier, the CDC is not reporting it the way that it is. And where we need our physicians to take responsibility is they have to start reporting. Only 10% of the physicians actually report adverse effects. That's wrong.
Well, let's talk about why vaccines are so problematic then. I mean, because, you know, a lot of the alternative research, so to speak, really points in the direction of what goes into these vaccines. I mean, there's a lot of impurities that go into the vaccines, and one of them that's really got a lot of limelight lately is this ingredient called thimerosal. Can you tell us about that?
Well, again, thimerosal is just another chemical preservative.
Right.
And unfortunately, what happens is any additional chemicals are having neurological impact on our children. So let's try to separate things out. We've made a little bit of progress in what are called single-dose vaccines. We've gotten a lot of the mercury out. In some of them, we've gotten the thimerosal out. But what's happening is, in multi-dose vials, all of a sudden you have all the other wonderful things. Formaldehyde, we know that causes cancer. Aluminum, polysorbate 80, detergent, which is Triton, you know, 100, resin, you name it. All of these other binding factors are put in, and they are, not supposedly, they are causing side effects. And our children are so overexposed at a young age to not only environmental toxins, but now we're just going to throw a couple more in,
How do they have a chance?
Well, you know, I think the majority of the public has heard of mercury before. They may not have heard of thimerosal before, but thimerosal is 49% mercury by weight. So a lot of people, you know, have heard that mercury is a neurotoxin, and they would never, you know, willingly put that into their child's body, but yet they won't ask any questions when their doctor says you have to have this vaccine. So these are all very, very important things that people need to do their own research on, and you're absolutely right. I mean, in addition to mercury, the aluminum, the Triton X100, as you mentioned, the phenol, which is carbolic acid, ethylene glycol, which is found in antifreeze. These are just some of the additives that are put into some of these, even spermicides are put into some of these vaccines. So, you know, it's just sad to think that so many individuals are just blindly walking into either a pharmacy, because what I couldn't believe it, in the United States, in Canada they don't do this. In the United States, they advertise outside for the flu vaccine, and you can go in and get your own shot, and people line up.
They do. And I'm horrified every time I see it, but they absolutely do. And again, this is all going back to billions of dollars that are available for marketing, advertising, and putting the spin that the media and the pharmaceuticals want on these different things, just like your perfect, you know, mentioning of thimerosal.
Right, right.
How would people know?
Well, then what is the alternative, Dr. Masterson? Because you've done a lot of research in this area. People are scared to death. For some reason, they think their immune systems are just going to implode just like that, for whatever reason. So what are the alternatives? What could parents do to help their children, you know, really avoid things like the flu and some of these other illnesses or diseases?
It all comes to basic care of the body, which means nutritious, organic food, exercise, no chemicals like hormones and antibiotics in your food, and it means just, you know, a healthier living style without eating all the preservatives, and being more conscious of what we're actually putting physically into our mouths, but also the environment that we're around. If we're in front of a computer and a TV 24 hours a day under fluorescent lights, I mean, there are so many things that are affecting our body. If we're hanging out on a farm where pesticides are being sprayed, be aware of where you are and choose to find a healthier place to be, because you can start very young. And our immune systems do repair themselves.
Sure, they do.
People don't understand this. You know, they're told by physicians that the minute it's done, it's done. But our system is so much more intelligent than we give it credit for, that if we start with just inputting some very good things, watching where we are, we're going to have healthier children. And even on the vaccine end, don't vaccinate a child when they have the flu. Don't vaccinate them when they're on antibiotics. Don't vaccinate them if they're already in an immune-compromised situation.
Is really when a lot of individuals are actually vaccinating, because they get so scared that they bring their children when they're already compromised. So you bring up some incredible points, Dr. Masterson. We are talking to Dr. J.D. Masterson today. The Scorpion Sting is the book. We're going to be right back. And when we come back, I'm really going to take advantage of Dr. Masterson's background as a child psychologist. We're going to talk about things like attention deficit disorder and some of the medications that are actually being prescribed. And then we're going to get into cancer, because Dr. Masterson also has a background in oncology. We'll be right back.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to Transforming Health, to the second half of the show. What an important show today. What an incredible guest and such life-saving information. So get your pad of paper out, get a pen. You're going to want to take notes for this. There's evidence that there are literally hundreds of alternative cancer treatments that are available, and most of them are alternative, and a handful are believed to be highly effective, believe it or not, with minimal, if any, damage, unlike their conventional counterpart. So why have the majority of cancer patients who are faced with making a life or death decision, how come they've never heard about these before? Or worse yet, why are they immediately shot down by the medical profession when someone questions their efficacy? If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, wouldn't you want to explore more than one option? The majority of the medical establishment is against alternative cancer treatments because, for the most part, they're taught to believe that disease can only be treated through surgery or drugs. Now, this is one of the main reasons why most doctors are convinced that the only viable treatments for cancer are chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. It's not as if doctors are out to get us or are trying to intentionally harm us, but our belief systems define us. So if a doctor is only recommending a conventional medical approach to cancer treatment, it's because he or she believes that this is really your only option. Today's guest is a child psychologist who also specializes in hematology and oncology. After working with terminally ill children and their families, she left the psychology profession due to the control of managed care versus patient care, and she became a financial advisor, then later a vice president of a leading Northeastern bank. After observing numerous atrocities involving large conglomerate falsities, she made it her mission to expose these lies through her books, media, and public appearances. Please welcome back the author of the award-winning book, The Scorpion Sting, Dr. J.D. Masterson. Dr. Masterson, we spoke about the dangers of vaccines and how people should, you know, really become a little more proactive, do their own research. You gave a website. I want to give that again. It's NVIC.org, where people can go and get a lot more information on this subject. Please, I implore you to go and do that before you decide to vaccinate, especially before you decide to vaccinate your child with the vaccine that Dr. Masterson was talking about, and that's the HPV vaccine. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about the big C, cancer, and the way we treat it throughout North America. I mean, the sad fact is that chemotherapy is readily accepted by the majority of oncologists, and it's really deemed one of the best treatments for cancer. And at least that's what the typical oncologist tells the cancer patient. But chemotherapy doesn't exactly have a great track record, does it?
It absolutely does not, because chemotherapy is a process in which you are killing healthy cells as well as cancerous cells. And let me step back just for a minute so that everybody can understand this. What we're being told is that cancer needs to be eradicated, which is correct. We need to get rid of cancerous cells. But what we're not being told is that cancerous cells cannot live in an oxygenated environment. So if the cancer cells have an oxygenated environment, they're going to naturally die. But physicians don't share this. Medical associations don't share this. So they say you either have to, like, cut it out or do chemo to kill all of the cells and then have your body come back, or radiate it. And therefore, our problem is we are not understanding what cancer really is at the core. So what our medical treatments are not necessarily effective. And when you have head oncologists, cancer doctors, hematologists, who, for example, at McGill University in Montreal, Canada, who are saying that we do these treatments every day. However, we ourselves or our loved one, if they got cancer, we wouldn't go for this treatment.
That's like being a Mercedes dealer and saying, I would never drive this car, but I just sell it because I make money.
Correct. There is something very wrong with this picture.
Right. Right. So,
and the other part of that is, though, remember, a lot of it comes down to the fact that you're diagnosed with cancer. If you have health insurance, who pays for cancer treatment? Managed care and health insurance companies.
Right.
If you want to go for alternative, fly to Germany, go to Mexico, even see your chiropractor, your NAT practitioner, who's paying for that?
Absolutely.
And that's wrong.
And that's managed health care. And it's the same thing with all prescription medications. These physicians can't prescribe a vitamin or a mineral or some other nutritional protocol, first of all, because they don't understand it. Second of all, because it's not covered, by the Medicare or Medicaid system. And people would opt for something that they don't have to pay for 100% rather than taking something that's not going to harm them. That's the sad reality.
Correct.
So let's talk a little bit more about cancer. And here's something, how many times a year do people knock on your front door and ask you, tell you they're coming around and they're raising money for, whatever cancer foundation that they're presently raising money for? I want to get your take on this, because I'm not a big believer in giving to a lot of these organizations without first finding out where the great majority of that money is going to. And when they say it's going to research, we find out a lot of the time that a very small percentage is actually going to the research. And if it is going to the research, what is it going to research? Just other drugs. So what's your take on a lot of these foundations?
My blood at this moment is boiling over, because these organizations are not what they seem to be. And this would be an entire conversation for another show. As a matter of fact, it is a huge component of my next book, so it would take a while to get into. But unfortunately, the groups we love, American Cancer Society, the Leukemia Society of America, Breast Cancer Awareness, I am so sorry to say, but I will stand by it 100%, that they are being financed, again, by groups that do not have human beings' best interest in mind. And also, the percentage that's going to research is so little. And what is going to research is research that kind of confirms if chemo's working, if surgery's working, if radiation's working. It's not going to research that says, here's a totally new alternative form.
Right.
We come up with something healthy and cheap.
So, I mean, what about these large companies? I'm talking about the fast food companies. You see McDonald's get behind these. You see Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
Are these the diets you should be on if you are suffering from cancer or you want to avoid cancer?
Oh, absolutely not. And that's obviously the pain that I see when I hear who's sponsoring a high-fat, trans-fat, full of chemical diet is never going to help you get rid of cancer.
Right.
You need pure organic foods, get to the basics, and that is the only way your system is going to heal. So you will not survive cancer if you are running around eating fast food, fried food, chemically laden food, pesticides, modified food, et cetera.
Right, and you spoke about how cancer is, in a very real sense, what we call an anaerobe. It's something that survives in a very low oxygen environment. Let's talk about ways in which we can avoid cancer and maybe even possibly treat cancer naturally by helping to alkalinize the body. What are some of those ways that you would recommend?
I always go back to basics. Again, exercise.
Yes.
Is a way of deep breathing and oxygenating the body. And do you know that if you already are immune compromised and you can't walk far or exercise far, sit in your chair, take really deep breaths in, breathe out, because believe it or not, just by that, you are getting oxygen into your system.
Dr. Masterson, I have to interject there because
yes.
I'll tell you, I have had oncologists on the show. I have had cancer specialists on the show. We've spoken about alkalinity. Most of them understand the concept. No one has spoken about alkalinity in the sense that you have, which is really to do with deep breathing. And I'll tell you, as a researcher, you know, one of the things, people seem to think that diet controls acid-alkaline balance in the body, and they don't realize it does to only a certain amount, but the largest part of that equation is really our vital capacity, our ability to take in oxygen, distribute oxygen, utilize that oxygen, and expel the, you know, carbon dioxide, which is the primary acid in the body that comes from carbonic acid. So breathing, you're absolutely right. That is really how we control the acid-alkaline balance in the body. And this is one of the reasons why when people are highly stressed out or very acidic, what do? They breathe in a very shallow manner and very rapidly because they're trying to expel as much of that acid from their system as possible.
Correct.
So I think that's absolutely brilliant that you brought that up. Obviously, the organic foods that you're talking about, the fruits, the vegetables, I think those are very important because the alkalinity is coming from the ash, which is coming from the mineral components of those food. That doesn't mean that people should be avoiding protein because one of the major things that happens to people with cancer is they don't die of cancer. They die of something called cachexia, where they waste away. And, you know, I want to get your opinion on what people should be doing to hold on to as much of the lean body mass as possible.
I actually do feel protein is very necessary. Now, protein, you can get it from some vegetables. You can get it from high-quality nuts. I get concerned a lot because people will go out and they'll say, well, let me just buy these nuts from a huge distributor without saying names. And oftentimes, they're full of mold. They've been sitting there for 3 to 6 years, and people don't understand that they're ingesting other issues.
Right.
But good, healthy, quality nuts are wonderful. I actually believe egg yolks and eggs are healthy as long as they're hormone-free.
And not overcooked.
And not overcooked. Oh, yes, and I actually am not afraid to eat raw eggs. Now, of course, I can't suggest that to the rest of the world, but there is some great, wonderful protein in that.
And another thing I want to mention is a high alpha or a high alpha lactalbumin whey protein. We put one out because the alpha is the component of the whey protein that is actually found in the human body, in mother's breast milk, and it also helps to raise glutathione, which is the premier defender against things like cancer within the body. So anything that's going to support the immune system, anything that's going to work as a natural antioxidant, and anything that supports glutathione, as I mentioned, like whey protein, N-acetylcysteine, you know, these are very, very resveratrol, lipoic acid. These are all very, very important components for working as natural antioxidants within the system and also immune supportive agents. We're going to go out for our final break. When we come back, we're going to be talking again to Dr. J.D. Masterson, author of The Scorpion Sting, and we're going to be talking about some of the medications that are being prescribed in record numbers these days and really what we can do to stay as healthy as possible. And believe it or not, it may start upstairs. We'll be right back.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to the final segment of Transforming Health. Members of the world's spiritual communities have long believed that prayer and meditation have the ability to actually heal us and to deepen meaning in life. In the past few decades, the subject of prayer and healing has gained attention within the medical community as a serious, sensible means to improve health and the quality of life. There was actually one study of 4,000 adults over the age of 65, and researchers studied health problems in those who prayed once a month, more than once a month, or not at all. And those who never prayed ran a 50% greater risk of dying during the six-year study period. There's other studies that have shown benefit to those who meditate. There was a study published in the Journal of the American Health Association that looked at the effect of meditation on the narrowing of blood vessels, and doctors took ultrasound pictures of the carotid artery in the neck, and all subjects tested had similar amounts of plaque buildup on the vessel walls. What they found was that the people that were able to meditate had a much, much lower incidence of the thickening of that artery within the neck. Please welcome back child psychologist and award-winning author of The Scorpion Sting, Dr. J.D. Masterson. Dr. Masterson, we only have a few minutes left, and I want to ask you this because your background is in child psychology. How important is one's attitude and also their belief system, or we can call that the placebo effect, if you will, when it comes to staying healthy and also fighting off disease?
I honestly believe it's 80%, if not more, of the game. You just mentioned about spirituality and prayer, and I'm a huge advocate of that. But because of the fact that if we look at the source of who we are as human beings, we're actually spiritual beings walking in physical bodies. And our energy, our cells actually vibrate. So even if you are not of a certain religious denomination, meditation, prayer, having a healthy attitude, not stressing too much or finding stress relief, all of those things are going to help yourselves vibrate towards health. And if we think negative thoughts, if we allow ourselves to be afraid because of the advertisements, because of everything that's out there, we are going to negatively impact our neurotransmitters, which are these little, operating cells in our brain, and we are going to drive ourselves towards early death.
Yeah, I mean, we are all vibrational frequencies. So, it's very, very important to understand that. And there's a whole new science behind this, which is called epigenetics, something above, something controlling the way the genes behave. And Dr. Bruce Lipton and his best-selling book, The Biology of Belief, he gets into this. He was actually on the show as well a few months ago. But the belief system is so important that there's a lot of research that shows that that the placebo effect is actually controlled largely by our belief not only whether a product or a pharmaceutical drug will work, but also in the attitude towards the physician that's actually prescribing it and giving that medication. So if the physician in a study, a controlled setting, has a negative attitude, then that drug or that outcome of whatever we're taking probably will not work as well. But if that physician has a very good outlook and a very, positive, system, so to speak, then that drug or that whatever that is that we're taking at that specific time, there's going to be a much higher outcome, a much more positive outcome. So do you think this will ever be taught in medical schools?
It better be, and if I have anything to do with it, it's going to start sooner rather than later. Because as a psychologist, one of the stories you will read in the book is that I was literally told, I was reprimanded, I was brought into the office, I can't tell you how many different times, because first of all, I believe that out-of-body experiences did happen and that children were not psychotic, and I refused to write down that they were psychotic when they were having an UBI. I also understood that depression can actually happen while you're going through cancer treatment, while having all of these thoughts. So I would not allow the psychiatrist to prescribe antidepressants on top of the chemotherapy.
Right.
And I was constantly being brought in under the ethics board because I know children knew when they were dying and what their treatment was. And I was willing to, of course, get permission from the parents to help educate them, and then we would have honest conversations with the children. And do you know what? They did much better because they had some control over their treatment.
Now, what do you have to say for parents that go and see, a psychiatrist or another mm-hmm. doctor, and their children is diagnosed with a hyperactivity type of disorder,
right.
and they walk out with a prescription like Prozac or Ritalin?
I think all of those are way too overprescribed. I would, again, highly encourage you to do more research, because what happens is a lot of times you're prescribing one of the drugs, but then you have to counteract it with another drug. So let's say, Ritalin to help calm them down. However, then they need an underlying antidepressant to add to it. So we're just getting prescribed too many medications. You need to question that doctor and say, okay, now tell me exactly what each one of these drugs does. Why are we doing this? What are the benefits? And I would highly recommend, again, doing outside research because, again, I believe oxygen therapy works. I think infrared heat-type sauna works. Again, going back to the core of the food you're eating, I think there are so many other ways that we can literally resolve ADD, and I think ADD is also a side effect of the vaccines we're giving.
There you go. And what's really interesting, and a lot of people don't think about this, is it's actually believed that up to 30% of the pharmaceutical side effects are actually directly resulted because of drug-induced nutrient deficiency. So drugs do have the ability to rob the body of one or more nutrients, which has the potential to cause additional side effects within the body. And, we know the majority of these, the oral contraceptives cause problems, cholesterol-lowering statins cause problems, antibiotics, aluminum antacids cause problems. So there's numerous drugs out there, and I think the reason why so many side effects are occurring is we also do have to look at the nutrient depletion that they're causing.
That's an excellent point. You just said it all right there.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for being my guest. I had an absolute incredible time. The information, I do believe, is life-changing as long as people take it in and apply it and do their own research. Once again, that website that you gave out was nvic.org. More information on vaccines. Dr. J.D. Masterson has been my guest today. The Scorpion Sting is the book. Dr. Masterson, how can people get more information on you and the book?
The easiest way is to go to the website, which is www.jdmasterson, which is SON.com. And the book is available everywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any bookstore, ask for it, they can get it. I'm also in New York City from May 23rd to 26th at the Book Expo America, where I'm featured as a hot new author.
Well, beautiful. You know what? Friend me on Facebook. Go into Transforming Health with Brad King, and I will be sure to post that to everybody as well and make an announcement on that.
That's excellent. Thank you so much. You've been such a joy. You're just so intelligent. You care so much. We're definitely hearts and souls going in the same direction. So let's keep up the good fight.
Absolutely. Take care, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of Transforming Health. We will be back next week with some more incredible information. Go out and have yourself an unbelievable week. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.